All right, tonight we're going to look in Matthew chapter 28, Matthew chapter 28. And a lot of times in this passage of Scripture is really during the Easter season. But as I've been thinking about faith, as I've been thinking about the last few Wednesday nights, we've been kind of focusing around faith. And although this passage of Scripture doesn't mention the word faith, as far as in the text, there's really a lot of faith that goes into this passage. And so I want to kind of think about that aspect of faith. And really, when it comes to, of course, we understand the whole Bible is inspired. We understand that the whole Bible is the complete Word of God, and is the Word of God. There are some portions of the Bible that, as we read them and as we study them, we all have our favorite verses and we have our favorite passages. That is kind of what may be considered a go-to verse when we want to spend a little time praying and spend a lot of time with the Lord. But really, this passage of Scripture, for the non-believer, this passage of Scripture really solidifies what Christ has been teaching when it comes to the written proof, the Word of God, of His resurrection. And so for us to believe, and of course we understand the gospel is the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But for us to believe, it takes faith. And so, you know, it happened. I will add this, that the resurrection, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the gospel happened whether we believe it or not. But when it comes to us as individuals, we have to accept it by faith, because we haven't seen, we didn't see what they saw, that we're going to be reading to you, here in just a few moments. We didn't see, but we see it through the Scriptures. And so it's important for us to realize that, you know, some of us, may not ever see, the empty tomb, but we see it through the Scriptures. And so that's what our focus is tonight as we think about faith. And so let's begin reading in Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen." And notice what it says, "as he said." That's simply a testimony of who Jesus is. Testimony of the truth, because he is the truth. And notice what the question is, or notice what the statement is. Maybe I should call it a statement, not a question. But it said, "Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there they shall see me. Now, before we pray, I want us to consider something. And that is this when it comes to faith. The statement is made, come see the place where the Lord lay. And then it's told to them, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Now, had they have not have believed, had they have not have had faith, they wouldn't have saw Jesus. Because on their journey in returning, the Bible says in verse 8, they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy. And the Bible says, and did run to bring his disciples word. And on that path, they saw Jesus. Had they have not had faith in what they saw, had they have not had faith in the empty tomb, they wouldn't have had the opportunity. And as the Bible says, as Jesus says, all hail, and they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. That tells me it takes faith to see Jesus. It takes faith to worship. You see, this passage to me, as I read it and as I was studying it and I was spending some time with it, this passage is full of faith. Faith in Jesus. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for this opportunity that we have. We thank you for this passage and how it tells us and it shows us how important the resurrection is and was. We thank you for the hope that we have in Jesus. Now we pray we'll, as we spend some time and as we look at this passage, that Lord, our faith will grow stronger. Our faith will grow stronger in you. Our faith will grow stronger in this evil world. And help us to be that light to others. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Come see. That is the statement that was given to those that were there. Come see. And I look at this as that statement as an invitation that gives hope. An invitation that gives hope. You know, when you're talking to someone and you're telling them about the Lord and you're telling them about how the Lord changed your life and you're encouraging them to come to know Christ, you're giving them an invitation of hope. But for that invitation to be, it's almost like when we give someone an invitation to come and maybe come to dinner or come somewhere with you, going out to eat or something, that person has to receive that invitation. And so they had to receive this invitation to be able to see that the tomb was empty and to give testimony for the fact that Jesus did exactly what he said he was going to do. And so the question I have tonight is, what hope do we have today? What hope do we have today? Many of you have been going to church most, if not all of your lives. What is it that continues to draw us to church? What is it when we see the world around us falling apart? And morally, the world is falling apart. So many things are, it's accepted as it's okay. And they call it a another way of life. Now, we can't dictate what others do. We can try to encourage, we can try to pray, and we can try to tell them and give them the gospel, but we can't dictate what others do. But there's a lot of people that is making these decisions that is headed in the wrong direction. And so what is it that gives us hope when things around us are falling apart? And I think we would all agree tonight that we're living in a very evil world. A very evil world. And there's a lot of hatred in the world. So what can tell us, and how can we help others, and how can we be encouraged tonight to have hope? To have hope. You see, hope is something that we have because of the Word of God. Hope isn't a statement that someone makes. You know, I could tell you something. I could tell you that we've got a, and we don't, so don't anybody get excited. I could tell you that as soon as we leave here tonight, that there's a steak dinner in the fellowship hall being prepared for you right now. And that's the reason I went ahead and told you up front that it wasn't true. Because I don't want you to get your hopes up. But just because I say it, you might say, I have hope that this is going to happen. Because I said it. So I have hope. And so you have hope in that. But I know that it's not true. I know that it's not going to happen. I told you that before I said it. So because you see the word hope, there must be something that backs up that word hope. There has to be something solid. There has to be something that is true. There has to be something that we can say, yes, I have hope because. Because just saying the word hope, or just saying I have hope in something, if we don't have something concrete, then it's just a thought. Or it's just a word. Or it's just something that, yes, I'm hoping for. But when we say we have hope in Jesus, and we have hope, there's something solid there because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so we know Jesus as being truth. And so when they saw the empty tomb, the one that was there said, as the Bible says, the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, whom was crucified. And it goes on to say, he is not here, for he's risen as he said. You see, that's the truth. The truth is the fact that he said it, and we have confidence because Jesus is truth. So just because we say the word hope, we must have that solid hope, and we must bank that hope on something that is true. And in this case, what is true is Jesus, because he's truth. You see, so our faith isn't in something that's a word, but our faith is in Jesus, which is truth. And so our faith is solid, and our hope is solid, because our hope is in Jesus. The title tonight is, Come and See. Come see. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of men most miserable. You see, our hope is not in this world. Our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is in the things to come, because we can rest assured tonight there are people out there that first think there's no heaven. There's people out there that thinks everyone is going to heaven. There's people out there that believes that if they, if they do so many merits or so many good deeds or so many things out there, that somehow or another they'll earn their way into heaven. Well, we know based upon what the Bible teaches, all those may bring a surface hope, but it's not a solid hope based upon the truth. The truth is the fact that the Bible says, first, you must be born again, and then second, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You see, that's where our faith is, and that's where our hope is. So for them to see this empty tomb, it gives us concrete, something solid, hope tonight. And we take it by faith. We take it by faith. We know that Jesus came into the world with a purpose. And His purpose was to die for man's sins, for all. He had to suffer. He died on the cross. He shed His blood. And had He not have suffered and died on the cross and shed His blood, then there would be no payment for sin. Had He not have died on the cross, we would not have been offered life. His death, and we should be grateful for this, but His death was not the end. Amen. But His death and His resurrection proved to who He was. The whole time that He was ministering throughout the New Testaments and His earthly ministry, the whole time He was proving who He was. The power. The ability to have power over the storms. The ability to have power over diseases and blindness. The ability to raise people from the dead. The ability and who He was. He was trying to show people, I am the Messiah. I am the one who to come. But yet they were rejecting Him, and they were more concerned about what He did on the Sabbath in many cases. They were more concerned because it was the Sabbath instead of looking at what He was doing and who He was. And see, a lot of times, when it comes to looking at the New Testament, it was almost like they weren't really seeing what was happening, because they were more concerned about what they thought should be happening. They weren't concerned with what was happening. You see, His death would not be the end, but the resurrection set Him apart from all other religions. The resurrection set Him apart from all other religions. Because He lives, those who belong to Him are promised eternal life in Him. You see, we have that in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we accept this by faith. And that's why this passage spoke to my heart as I was thinking about faith, and that's the fact that they had to come and see by faith. And by that faith, they saw Jesus. And when they saw Jesus, they worshiped Him. They worshiped. This was a time period in those folks' lives. It was a time of weeping and a time of broken spirit. You go back to a time in your life when maybe you had a broken heart, or maybe you were troubled about something. Maybe maybe a loved one passes, and I can tell you firsthand how deep of a hurt that is. You many times cry until you can't cry anymore. And it's also a time of few words. There's really not a lot to talk because of your heart aching. And this is what happens. And so when Jesus died on the cross, those that followed him never really, it wasn't until later that they really grasped what was happening. They never really understood what was happening until later. This was at the time of his crucifixion. And so they were expecting, when they came upon this tomb, they were expecting to find Jesus in the grave. That's why they came. They were expecting that. The hope of these women were in Jesus, and he was dead. So you can kind of maybe try to put a little perspective in what they were thinking, and that's why I think it was during a time of weeping. You see, they had believed that Christ was the Messiah, and their hopes were shattered at the time because Jesus had bled and died on the cross. And I'm sure it must have been a very difficult journey as they were going to the tomb. Now, I could imagine, if it was maybe something that I would do, I could imagine if I was going to visit a grave, then I would be thinking about the time I spent with that person. So I can just imagine maybe that they were talking about the different things that they knew about Jesus and their experience with Jesus. So I'm sure it was a very difficult journey. If the story had ended at the grave or at the tomb, this would be a scene where two women would go to this grave, they would visit, they would leave some flowers, or they would leave something. It would be a visit, and they would go away with still a saddened heart, because he would be in the grave. We would have no hope tonight if that was the case. We would have no reason to sing songs. We would have no reason to worship. We would truly not have any hope, and we would be just here tonight as a religion if that would have happened. But we know that we have hope today because they didn't find him. They didn't find him. And so when they were asked or told, come and see, they had to do this by faith, because they had never experienced it before. They had never experienced it like they were getting ready to experience it. So now we call it a time of wondering. A time of wondering. Verse 6 tells us that he is risen, as he said. Today would be the day that they would truly trust Jesus. Today would be a day that they would find hope, and that their hope would be in Jesus. And they had to do it by faith. By faith. This moment of weeping and this moment of a broken heart and a heavy heartedness changed very quickly. Now you think in your life, and you can kind of relate to this, because you think about the moment that you received Christ as your personal Savior. You had a broken heart because you knew you were a sinner. Some of us had teary eyes because we knew that we were on our way to hell. Some were weeping. Some were brokenhearted. Some were realizing that they were lost. And we all were realizing that we were lost. But the moment that we received Christ by faith, then all that changed. I can attest to the fact that when I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, at that moment, at that second, it changed just like that. And that burden and that weight was lifted. And I had to receive Him by faith. The moment of that burden of Christ in the tomb, as they were expecting to find, as soon as they took by faith, come and see the place where He lay, and they did that, everything stopped of their weeping, and then it became a time of wonder. And I think we could all agree with this. When we really stop and think of what salvation is and how we received salvation, it's overwhelming to realize that He did that just for you and just for me. First, the stone had to be rolled away. And you've heard this before, but I don't believe that the stone was rolled away so He could get out. I believe the stone was rolled away so they could see. So they could see. Second, the sepulcher. These women didn't find what they were looking for. They found a moment of triumph because He did what He said. Jesus did exactly what He said. And it was a moment of triumph. And then thirdly and finally tonight, they couldn't stay at that empty tomb because they had some good news to tell. And when they accepted what was being told to them by faith, and I've already mentioned it, they saw Jesus. They saw Jesus. You realize tonight this is the same good news that we share today, telling people about Jesus. Hope was not lost, but hope was given. Hope was given. People might say there's no hope in this world, but I tell you, the Bible says there is hope in this world, and that hope is in Jesus. The hope we have today is in truth, because Jesus is the truth. Not just because somebody says hope, but we have to make sure the hope that we have is that solid hope, and it's built upon a foundation. No matter what is going on in our life, there is hope in Jesus. Amen. Jesus can save you. Jesus will forgive you. Jesus will help you. Jesus will comfort you. Jesus will bear your burdens. We find hope in Jesus, but we must receive it by faith. By faith. And I just want to mention this. If you read on through this chapter, verses 12 through 15, the Bible says, of 28. The Bible says, "And when they were assembled with the elders and took counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye his disciples came by night and sold him away while we were asleep. And if they come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure him. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. They made up a story to try to hinder someone's hope. They made up a story because they didn't believe. They didn't receive what Jesus offered. They had no hope. We have a lot of hope tonight, but we must make sure that our hope is in Jesus. It takes faith, because these are some very difficult days, and these are very difficult time periods in our life. But we know tonight that our hope is in Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. And Lord, we thank you for how this passage helps us. It strengthens us. It helps us with our faith. It makes our faith stronger when we realize that it took faith for them to see that empty tomb. Father, I pray that you'll help each person that's here. And Lord, if there's someone that's struggling tonight, that's just having some difficulties, Lord, I pray that they'll just give it all to you. And Lord, for those that are watching and that's been watching, Lord, I pray that you'll strengthen their hope. Lord, we realize that there's a lot of things out in the world that pulls us in so many directions. But help us to focus on you. Help us to realize our faith is in you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.